Today's Amud for Chazara is Yavama Sain Zayin Amin Aleph. We're holding a Nain Vavam Abiz by the Gemara on the middle of the Amud. So it says the Gemara, Minani Mili. How do we know that which the Mishnah said that the Isser of Amun Amay of a marrying to the Kal Hashem is only by the men and not by the women? Amr Rav Yechnun Amr Kra, Ukurei Shal as David Yaitzel Kras Aplishti, Amr Al Avner Sar Tzava Ben Mize Hanar Avner. It says that when Shal saw David Amel going to fight with the Plishti, so he says to Avner, he says, who's this person? Who is David? Vayomer Avner, and Avner says back, Chai Nafshecha, Melachim Yedati, that I don't know who he is. Now the Gemara is bothered, Vayadalei, did Shaul really not know who David was? Vaksiv, the Pasuk says, Vayaveu Moi, Vayilu Naisei Kalim, that David loved the Shaul, and he was by him, and he would help him out, he was his Naisei Kalim. Ela Ahavua Kamasho, rather, Shaul was asking, who's David Melch's father? Vasez the Gemara, Vayavu Vayadalei, what, he didn't know who David's father was? Vaksiv, the Pasuk says, Vayish Bimei Shaul Zakim Babat Nashim, Vayamar Ravi, Tamer Rabbi Abba, that's referring to Yishai, the father of David, that he would go around with a tremendously large entourage. So he knew who, of course he knew who Yishai was. So says the Gemara, Hachikam Arshal. This is what Shaul was asking. I know he comes from Yishai, I know he comes from ultimately from Shevet Yehuda, but which line within Shevet Yehuda? From the Peretz line or from the Zerach line? So Imi Peretz Asim Al Kahavi. If he comes from Peretz, that's a simon, he's going to be a Melach, Damsha Melach, Pirates, Lasses, Derech. Because it's a halacha that a king could make a shortcut for himself and no one could complain. Or maybe he comes to Zerach and Chashiva ba'amahavi, just going to be Chashu, but not necessarily a king. Now, my time, Amr Le Shaul Alei. Now, why was Shaul saying anything about David? That he was Chashu at least, and maybe even the next king? Because the Pasuk says that something extraordinary happened. It says, V'yal b'Shaul is David Madav. It says that Shaul got David dressed, and it was Madav. It was Kimi Dasa. Even though Shaul was using his own clothing, when he put it on David, it matched him, it was perfectly his size, it fit him perfectly. Now wait a second, it says about Shaul that Mishuch Meumala Gavayim Nikolam, that Shaul Melech was much taller than anyone else. So how did this clothes fit David? It was an ace. So he started to realize that, oh, David is either a tremendously great man or he's going to be the next king. So Amar Lei Da'ik HaDaimi, Doeg, who was there, he said to him, you're asking whether or not he's going to be king or not. You should be asking something more fundamental, whether or not he's even a kosher. My taima, why shouldn't he be a kosher? Because he comes from Rus, who's a mayaviyah. And the Torah says, so I'm like, Avner said back, wait a second. Tanina, we learned in the Braisa, this is only on the men, it's not on the women. So, Daig said back, really, you can make such a drasha. Al me'ata mamzer v'lei mamzeres. You're also going to darshan that the isur of a mamzer love a bikal Hashem is only on the men and not on the women. Says the Gemara, no, mamzer k'siv mumzar. They said back to no, mamzer is different because by mamzer, the word mamzer means mumzar. That's something that applies by a woman just like it does by a man. Okay, but Daig said, but mitzri v'lei mitzres. Why don't you darshan that the isur is only on the mitzri to be love a bikal Hashem, but not on the mitzres? So they said back, I'd rather shani yach over here by amenu mayav. It's different. It's not just because it says amayni v'lay amaynis mayavi v'lay mayavis. Rather, hacha the mefarish time of the krah. Over here, it's because the Torah says the reason for the iser. It says that the reason why amayni mayavim are layava b'kal Hashem is alasher leikidmu eschem b'lechem v'mayim. It says because they didn't go when Klal Yisrael was in the midbar, and they didn't go and help them to serve them bread and water. Now that time is only on the men because darkah shalish lekadim, like darkah shalish lekadim. It's only the dark of a man to go out and do this, and not the women. So that's why the issa is only on the men and not on the women. But Daik said back, "What are you talking about? Hayolahem lekadim anashim lekreis anashim anashim lekreis anashim. They could have had the men go to the men and the women go to the women. So the women also have it. There's a time against the women as well. So ishtik on that already. They were quiet. They didn't have anything to say. Miyan immediately vayomer melach shaul ata ben mizeh ha'alim. So Shaul says to Avner, find out who's the father of this." Alim. Before he called him a nar, now he's calling him an alim. He was hinting to Avner that halacha is alma mimcha. Now clearly you forgot the halacha. Say v'shal beis hamedrash. Go find out in the beis hamedrash, and then we'll get the pshat why it is that the isser is only by the men and not by the women. So amrulei. So shal. He went in the beis hamedrash. He asked, and amrulei. They said to him, amayni v'amaynes me'aviv v'me'avis. They said this braisa that the isser is only on the men and not on the women. So ikshilehu dayi kolani kushyasa. So Doeg asked them all the questions that we had before, and Ishtiku, and they were quiet, they didn't have anything to say, so they wanted to make an announcement about David HaMelech, that he's Aser, he's Apostle. Immediately, Ivan Masa ben Yishushma Yisra, Yisra Eli, Yashar Baal, Avigayo, Bas Nach. Nachash. Comes Amasa. And the Torah and the Pasuk says that Amasa also had a name, Yisra HaYisraeli. So he's clearly a Jew. Now, except we have a different Pasuk that calls Yisra. It says Yisra Yishmaeli, which besides missing the Aleph, it calls him a Yishmaeli. What's the Pshat? Amar Rav, Rav explained that Malamit Shachagar Charbek Yishma, he drew out his sword like a Yishmaeli. Va'amar, and he said, Komi Sheinu Shamea Halacha Zu Yidakir Becharv. And anyone who doesn't listen to this Halacha, I'll stab him with the sword. Kach Mekubani Bistina Shoshmoa Ramasi. This is the Mesaira I have from the Bezdin of Shmuel. That's the Messiah, that's the Halacha. There's no makum to argue. I asked the Gemara, Mehemen, is he really believed to say that he has such a Messiah? V'amar Rabbi Abba, Amar Rav, Kol Tamil Chacham Shemayr Halacha Uba, any Tamil Chacham who says over a Chiddush, Im Koyde Ma'is Amra Shemun Lai, Vim Lav Ein Shemun Lai. You only listen to him if he says it before Ma'isa comes up. But if it's afterwards, then we don't believe him. We have to suspect that maybe he's not remembering it correctly. So says the Gemara, no, that, or maybe that he's lying. Says the Gemara, no, Shani Hacha da Shmuel Beis Dino Kayim. Over here it's different, because Shmuel Beis Dino is still around, so therefore it's a Milsa David Lagluye, Rashi says, and there's no reason to suspect him of lying. Mikomakim Kasha, what's Taka the Pshat? Why are the women Beseder? What about the fact that the women could have went down to greet the women? Says the Gemara that Hachotirgamu kol kvud basmelach panima. That there's still, you can't have a taina on a woman not going out, because there is such a musik of kol kvud basmelach panima that it's a covenant for a woman to stay inside, and therefore you can't have a taina. But Marava Amri and Eretz Yisrael, they said seemingly the same teretz, but a different pasuk. Vitei Rabbi Yitzchak Amar Krad, the pasuk says Vayomer Eilav Ayei Sarah Yishtecha. The Malachim, when they went to Avram Avinu, they said, "We are Sarah." She didn't come out, and Avram says she's in the tent. You see also this idea that there's a tznias is a maila for a woman to stay inside. Now says the Gemara that this, that we darshan either Amayni v'Amaynis, Ma'avim v'Ma'avis, or from the time of the Kra, that a woman from Amayni v'Ma'avis Mutter is Kitanai, is Machlikas Tanayim, Amayni v'Amaynis, Ma'avim v'Ma'avis, Divir Bihuda, Rav Shimon Aymer, that no, we darshan time of the Kra, Aldvar Shalakan Mu'aschem Balachem v'Ma'im Darkash Shalish Lakadim, he said the time of the Kra, that was his Makar, that this is only by the men and not by the women. Darish Rav Ma'idichsim, what's the meaning of the Pasuk, Pitachta L'Maisi, right? That Davna Melch says to Hashem, you opened up my chains, Amr Davna L'Fnekadish Baruch, I had two chains, two straps on me, and you released them. Rosa Mayavia Venamaha Minus. Rosa Mayavia, who is David's grandmother, and Nama, who is Shlomo Melech's wife, even though she was Amaynis, and Hashem was Megala through the story that no, the Isser doesn't apply to the women, it only applies to the men, and therefore there's nothing wrong with the Yichus of David or Shlomo. Darash Rav Amaynichsos, the meaning of the Pasuk, Rabbi says, Isaat Hashem Elokai, Nefleisecha Machshavisecha Eilenu. David says to Hashem, wow, you're so amazing, you do so many things for us. Eilailo Namir Ela Eilenu. He said, for us, who's us? He's only one person. David the Melch's grandson, Rechavim, Shlomo Melech's son, was sitting on his lap, and Amar Lai said to him, "Alive, Alecha, Nemer Shnei Mekreis Alalu." It's for both of us that we have this drasha, Amayniv, Amaynis, Mayaviv, Loi, Mayaves. Darash Rav Darshan, Maydech Sivitz, the meaning of the pasuk, Azamarti Nehi Neba Asi, Bemigal Sefer Kasav Alai. So it says the Gemara that Amar David Adi Amarti Atabasi. I thought that Hashem, you decided now to make me king. I didn't realize that this is something that you already had in the plans in the beginning by the Benois light. How do you know that this is what David HaMelech was saying? Because Hasam Ksev and Imtsais, over there by the Benois light, it uses this Lashon of Hanimtsais. And Hachik Ksev Matsasi David Avdi B'Shem and Kachi Meshachdev. It uses also this Lashon of Nimsa. So we darshan that that's what David HaMelech was saying, that it was always part of the plan. It wasn't like some sort of new thing. Oh, you're right.